Chapter 7, Together as One. After preparations were made, Jimmy shared with Kalen, Carter, and Matthew how, just before flying here, he had felt drawn to reread the story about the adventure in the cave. It was well documented in Granddaddy's journal. Jimmy said, "I'm not sure why, but Granddaddy had a copy of the journal made for me some time ago. As you know, he kept good notes. Not one detail was left out." He continued, "Oddly, when I picked up the journal, I noticed that Granddaddy had marked the exact section I wanted to read. Granddaddy had actually left a note for me. I did not understand what his note meant until now." Jimmy shared with the others what Granddaddy's note said. "Dear Jimmy, the time has come for you and your three companions to destroy the evil that lurks in the darkness of the mountain. Grandmommy and I were assigned by King Avi to contain this evil, which we have done. However, containment is no longer an option. The evil must be destroyed. Fan your flame. It needs to burn like never before, if you are to succeed. Others will join you along the way. Be safe. Love, Granddaddy. P.S. I gave Matthew a copy of this journal." End of note. Grabbing Jimmy's shoulders, Matthew shouted, "Wow! Granddaddy also gave me a copy of the manual. He also left me a similar note." Matthew thinking to himself. We sat in silence as we sought understanding and direction as to what lay before us. Society has many descriptive names for our generation: Generation Y, Echo Boomers, and Generation Next. Most of us prefer being called Millennials. We've been told that we are the first generation to grow up immersed in a society that grants, or at least encourages, instant gratification via the technology of digital media that is at our fingertips. However, society does not define us. We are Lightbearer Warriors. It is true that we are not yet like Grandmommy and Granddaddy. There are many things we have not experienced. And yes, even though we are Lightbearer Warriors, in our assessment, we are very inexperienced nonetheless. Carter broke the silence by stating, "Jimmy, I suggest that you serve as the group leader or guide or whatever we decide to call you. Although we should make important decisions as a group, someone has to serve as the leader." Kalen added, "Yes, I agree with you, Carter." Jimmy stared at Matthew. There was no mistake. Both of these guys were alpha males. The war manual states that a house divided will not stand. Both Jimmy and Matthew knew the teachings of the war manual. Plus, the notes from Granddaddy empowered each of them. Before anyone could speak, Matthew looked at Jimmy and said, "Jimmy, you have been in there. You have an understanding about what we are up against. I agree with Carter and Kalen. You should be our leader." Carter and Kalen were visibly relieved, but not surprised. These men are Lightbearer Warriors and, therefore, live to a higher standard than others. Jimmy bit his lower lip as the full weight of their decision rested upon his shoulders. A shiver ran up his spine. For a brief moment, he felt the fear that had paralyzed him so long ago. Thinking back to that day in the cave, he was frozen by fear. How will this time be different? The journal was complete, as far as Granddaddy knew. However, Jimmy had left out part of the story, an important part. To this day, Jimmy had never told a soul about his encounter with the henchman in the cave. He had withheld some of his experience from Granddaddy. Kalen could sense something was troubling Jimmy. "What are you not telling us, Jimmy?" Jimmy only looked at Kalen. You know something, Kaelin asked. She continued, you know something that was not written in the journal. What is it? Okay, Kaelin, you are a seer. Therefore, you perceive things that others do not see with their natural eyes. Let's go back to the house and get some coffee. Then I will share something about the cave. Something I never told Terry or our grandparents. Carter made a few chicken salad sandwiches and sliced a few apples to go with the coffee. We were all ears as each of us settled into the family room of our grandparents' home. Although no one spoke a word, the three of us were fixated on Jimmy. Jimmy slowly lowered his near-empty cup on the coaster that sat on the end table next to him. Jimmy shared, do you recall the portion in the journal when Granddaddy found me in the cave? It only took a moment for him to reach me. He found me half sitting, half lying against the wall of the cave. I was dazed and unresponsive as Granddaddy carried me out. He later told me that an encounter with an evil presence can do this to people, especially the young guys. He continued, although I was found near the entrance of the cave, I had gone much deeper than anyone realized. When Terry and I were approaching a fork in the cave, Terry chose to go to the right, assuming I was following behind him. Off to my left stood what appeared to be a man in a hoodie. Thinking this odd and that my eyes were simply playing tricks on me in the darkness of the cave, I dropped the safety line to investigate. Only my eyes were not playing tricks on me. What I found was not a man in a hoodie. It was the stuff of nightmares. It scared me to no end. The evil that oozed from this creature shoved me back against the wall of the cave with such force that I fell to the ground. I tried to scream for help as I fell, but no sound came. My body was frozen with fear. Seeing who Jimmy is today and hoping to bring balance to this most serious story, Kaelin gave him an amusing yet indifferent look as she grinned and said, frozen with fear? Jimmy blurted back, look, I was only a kid. They both grinned. Jimmy continued, as I think back on it, although I could not have been more than 20 feet from Terry when this happened, he did not respond. He was oblivious to what had occurred. The rest is sort of blurry. The next thing I remember is waking up outside with Granddaddy. After a brief pause, Jimmy added, all I can say is the evil that lurks in that cave is powerful. We cannot take anything for granted. Matthew lovingly placed his strong hand on Jimmy's shoulder and firmly squeezed it. Jimmy nodded in appreciation. Matthew looked at Carter and Kaelin. Since it is Friday, we should spend tomorrow, the Sabbath, with the King. We will worship, pray, and read the war manual. Let's face it, we need to hear his instructions before we continue with this journey. I mean, once we head into that cave, there is no turning back. Jimmy continued, we need to be sure we carry everything necessary for this mission with us. On Monday, we'll go into town and secure any needed supplies. Afterwards, we'll do our packing. If you all agree, we'll enter the cave on Tuesday. And, almost to himself, Jimmy added, Granddaddy is no longer here to rescue us. Everyone nodded in agreement and set out to prepare for Shabbat. End of chapter 7.